Our ag and natural resources will meet Tuesday, May 10th at 7 p.m. hearing House Bill 3283, 3243, and Senate Bill 92. Representatives Bugis, Rajati, Jones,
here.
Riken, Johnson,
here.
Starr,
here.
Stevenson,
here.
Wolfer,
here.
Mr. Chairman?
Here. The members who are not here are either have been excused or are
at the bar yet?
Yeah, I have to tell you, they are missing and they either excused or are as close by as a phone, so we, if we need them, we can get at least one or two of them. I have to tell you that there are three members here who, in fact, I think all the members here, who have had invitations to go to the basketball game tonight. And there's one email that there's a hell of a lot of dedication here because the first Ags committee meeting was set for the evening, and it comes on the one of the playoff games with the Blazers, and but here we are. So just everybody realize that you do have some dedication among some of these members, if not all of them. Anyway, we're going to
let's go to the game.
Okay.
I move we recess till tomorrow or afternoon or evening.
Not debatable either, is it?
No. Representative Johnson, is there anything that we need to go ahead with after, since you were holding the gavel at the time of recess today? You guys have got your horns locked.
No, let's see. We moved off of those 26 series bills over and took care of the bill for Bugis and passed it on out.
I knew you took care of that all right. Okay. Actually, then we have one of the bills that we want to have a hearing on, this 3283, and I've told the people they have to come quite a ways to be here, and I don't see them yet. So we might just go down here to SB 92 if you want. You have something that you would prefer?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, 3221 is a real simple amendment. If you're just sort of, it's on the agenda tonight, I believe.
For work session, yes, it is.
Yeah. You're just looking for something to do.
Yeah, we got plenty to do. I just thought maybe somebody had some priority items.
Oh, I see. That's fine.
Okay. Okay, if you want to go ahead and present those, we will.
All right.
We'll work on that.
Yes, sir.
Stand in mind. Makes it easier to find, yeah.
Here.
And I think you all have Representative Jones' proposed amendments in front of you somewhere.
Got somebody that doesn't say who they are.
Yeah, that those must be his.
Okay.
All right. Denny, are these amendments to the original bill?
Yeah, they're the one that you and I agreed on.
Yeah.
That's what you mean.
Yeah, these are amendments before the other amendments that was made by the other committee.
Cleaned up a little by legislative council, by
yeah.
the way.
Well, I don't know what they say, but if it's I can't vote against the Denny Jones license.
Now, what are we supposed to be looking at? This thing looks like a...
Well, I don't know. Somebody prepared to explain to us what we've got before us?
Yeah, I would be more than glad to, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, be careful. You tell the truth and the whole truth.
All right. Whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me. This is House Bill 3221, which come out of Intergovernmental Affairs, and they... in attempting to add some language to our herd district law, they omitted some, or took out some language, that some old existing language that we were real concerned about. So if you look at the bill, 3221, you'll notice on line 5, they took out containing 2,000 acres or more. That's restored. And if you'll notice on line 14, the N15, they took out that. That's restored.
Okay, I guess I better get my right stick here. We're restoring in
the old language that was taken out, all except the part on line 7 and one, the one word on line 6 are not restored. Then the amendment is an addition, and the reason for that is that because they wanted to be able to annex a small area onto the existing herd district, which, if you'll note, has to be at least 2,000 acres. And, of course, that would prohibit anybody from annexing a small area onto it. So this bill simply allows you to annex a small area onto an existing livestock district by a vote of the people that are in the area that's to be annexed. And this is the key to it, because in the existing area, if the people in there had a right to vote and didn't want you, you could never get in. So if you notice that sub C said the legal voters for annexation are those within the area to be annexed, notwithstanding any other law to the contrary. I think that Legislative Council Fred Neal cleaned that up a little, but it says the same thing. So Mr. Chairman, that's the contents of the amendments. We have complied with Representative Stevenson's wishes to be able to annex a small area onto an existing area that's at least 2,000 acres or more by a vote of the people to be annexed. And that's pure and simple all that they say, and I'd move the amendment.
Representative Johnson. Is there a second to that motion?
5 seconds.
Okay.
You mentioned sub C. Do we have that?
Well, you don't, but...
First, let me get... Representative Jones moves the amendments to House Bill 3221, second by Representative Stevenson. Okay, discussion.
I might, Mr. Chairman, just amend that to say that I agree with Legislative Counsel Fred Neal's correction of wording in there. It all says the same, but he's arranged it a little different than what I might have said.
Did you get your questions answered over here? Any other discussion on the proposed amendments?
Subparagraph C adds on to what I've got a bill that's been amended probably by the secretary for some reason.
You got to go back to the original bill.
Okay.
I have a copy of the printed amendments here if you'd like them.
This is what I'm talking about. This C is in addition to what's already been stuck in my bill. Is that right?
Right. Good place, though. Right.
Yes. Representative Sutton, another change would be in line 5, restoring the word containing 2,000 acres or more.
Yeah. Okay.
That and the sub C would be the changes to the House Intergovernmental Affairs Amendment.
And also line 13 and 14 and 15.
Those are in the house. Yeah, those are in I got that. Restore. Okay. Fine. All right. Any other discussion? Not the clerk call roll.
Representative Fugas, Rajati, Ryken, Jones.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Stevenson.
Aye.
Wolfer.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, I move the 3221 as amended to the floor of the Duke pass.
I second.
Representative Jones moves House Bill 3221 as amended to floor the due pass recommendation, seconded by Representative Stevenson. Any further discussion? Clerk, call roll.
Representatives Fugit, Rosati, Reagan, Jones.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Stevenson.
Aye.
Wolfer.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye. So ordered. Representative Stevenson, you want to carry the bill?
Sure.
Yeah, down the south of Bandon, they have a real thunder.
You lost it. No, as a matter of fact, it's down at Brookings on the windchuck.
Okay. Running out of beers.
That is a California boy.
I guess I would ask anyone, any bill here, anyone that's come quite a ways or has a problem and tonight or being late or anything, yes. Okay. That's good. We'll just get you up here because that is very true. You came down and sat patiently for the whole meeting. So we'll go ahead and we'll take up 3243 right now. You want to come on up, sir? Representative Otto is not going to be able to be here.
I don't know.
Okay.
Is that my book?
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, committee members. My name is Don Gibbons, and I'm from Bridalveil, Columbia Gorge. I wish to speak for House Bill 3243. This happens, or seems to be one of the bills in which the summary talks about something other than what the bill, the amendment, talks about.
That's not the first one we've had.
It all started out to be a simple little irrigation matter, and somehow the Fish and Wildlife Commission became the predominant party. The original bill, which was enacted in the first part of the century, had the purpose of protecting some 22 waterfalls between the Sandy River and the Hood River. However, in the wording of the bill, there was no differentiation between the water above the falls and below the falls. And so the entire stream has been protected from taking water. Now, the purpose of this amendment is to allow water to be taken below the waterfall, and in fact, with the wording, to be taken below the Union Pacific Railroad track, which in almost every case dumps immediately into the Columbia River or onto government land. There's only one exception, and that's Herman Creek at Cascade Locks. Now, I've been in conversation with both the Fish Commission and with the Gorge Commission, and they would like to accept Herman Creek from this amendment, each of with their own reasons. The Fish Commission feels that there would be a possibility of filing for water rights on Herman Creek below the railroad track, which could affect their fish hatcheries that already exist on Herman Creek. Mm-hmm. So they feel jeopardized from this point of view. The Gorge Commission, Nanny Warren, I talked with her for quite a while this afternoon. She's afraid of development in that area because there is some given amount of land between the Union Pacific track and the Columbia River on Herman Creek. So for that reason, I would suggest that in the wording, the final wording of the amendment, that Herman Creek be excluded. And then I would also like to have the wording changed to limit this amendment to irrigation. In fact, Nanny Warren and I talked about it. And in the amendment itself, on line 11, where it says, nor prevent the appropriation of the waters, I would like to interject after the word appropriation, for irrigation only. And this would effectively, so far as we can determine from the examination of all of the streams and all of the waterfalls in this area that the bill covers, this would limit the use of water to irrigation and would prohibit any kind of development, industrial or residential. And of course, the only area affected would be the Cascade Locks area, Herman Creek. The rest of them either dump onto state land or into floodplains. The one that I'm particularly interested in is Young's Creek, and my land lies below the Union Pacific Railroad track between the freeway. This is at Rooster Rock, Bridledale. The particular waterfall is Shepherd's Dell. And after the water dumps from Shepherd's Dell, goes under the scenic highway, under the railroad track, and then into the Columbia River floodplain, which is the large area lying between the freeway and the railroad track along there by Rooster Rock.
Representative Stevenson.
You only want the water for irrigation, not for domestic use at all?
No, just irrigation.
Not for livestock watering or anything?
No, it's adequate water for livestock. The stream already runs through. All I'm going to do is take some out of the stream and put it on the pasture.
Representative Wolford.
Yes, I'm not familiar with where Herman's Creek is in a generalized sense.
Herman Creek lies just to the east of Cascade Locks.
Okay.
Do you know where Cascade Locks Lumber Company is?
Yes.
Okay, it's between Cascade Locks Lumber Company and the town proper. It's only maybe a quarter of a mile west of the lumber company.
You suggested that Herman Creek be exempted, and with your amendments for irrigation purposes, is there anyone who would wish to use Herman Creek for irrigation, or?
Conceivably, but so we're talking about two things.
Well, if I can just speed up, here's my, you said the Fish Commission doesn't, or, well, whatever, with a hatchery, don't want it appropriated for the hatchery purposes. The other, and the woman or someone from the Gorge Commission said they didn't want it for developmental purposes. If you say specifically irrigation,
no,
then.
But first, we specifically exempt Herman Creek
okay.
for any consideration, and then the balance of the streams would be for irrigation only.
Okay. I just want to get that clear.
Okay, are there any other questions?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Jones.
I don't particularly have a question, but you know, the old wording there, just a red flag jumps right up from someplace out of someplace right in front of me there, that they can condemn all these lands for so-and-so, and public parks and so on. I have no objections to the last part of it. I wished it was all by itself someplace in a statute rather than in with a bunch of these other.
Well, I had originally asked that this be an amendment of the original bill, but it somehow got to be an amendment of this amendment
in
the process.
Yeah, the statute says that ORS 538200 shall not prevent the condemnation for public park purposes of any land to which any stream flows, and so on and so on and so on. And boy, oh boy.
Well, you see, the original bill prohibited almost every kind of use, with one exception. It did accept some activity by the Fish and Game Commission, and this then was an amendment which came back to broaden the capabilities of the Fish Commission, as I understand it.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think this would be a good addition to what the best part was already there.
Nanny Warren also wished me to convey to you that her only concern in this matter is that the gorge doesn't lose any protection that it already has. But she also expressed the feeling that the irrigation fits well within the LCDC framework and the Multnomah County Planning Commission's goal, comprehensive framework of the planners. This is simple pasture land that we're talking about. It's just grass. cattle grazing, a little bit of water in case it's needed.
Chairman, one further comment.
Representative Jones.
Yeah, of course, appropriate water at this day and age and this late in the game is subject to all of the prior rights up and down and all everything else, so really you're not asking for much there.
Well, as a matter of fact, there aren't any prior rights.
There's prior rights every place in Columbia River, and don't you ever forget it, or any other creek or any other stream in the whole state of Oregon.
All right.
And if you're just lucky if you get some water. I can tell you that.
Any other questions?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Representative Starr.
Without looking up 538.200, what are the streams mentioned? You mentioned the Sandy River and the Hood River.
There's 22. Now, we're talking about the streams that have waterfalls only. And they range between the Sandy River and the Hood River. Both of those do not have waterfalls.
That's so specified in this statute.
Yes. And the streams are also named. And I could name several of them. When we're talking about streams such as Lateral, the waterfalls is what we're really considering, the falls themselves. Lateral, Shepherdsdale, Bridalveil, Poopy Falls, Multnomah Falls, First Hill Falls. What are the next ones? Elawah Falls, and on up. And there's 22 of them, all of which I can't name.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the geography. I know what you're talking about, but I guess I haven't got on board yet. I don't know what the present law unamended does or does not do. It speaks about shall not prevent, and nor this, nor that, provided that, and I don't understand what the law is in the first place.
Mr. Chairman, if I could go into a little with Representative Starr, 538.200 prevents any diversion or interruption of these 22 creeks and streams, 23 really, that form some of these waterfalls. And the idea, as I just read here in the statute, is to protect the scenic beauty of the gorge, because all these streams are in view of or near the Columbia River Highway from Sandy to Hood River. And what 210 does is make, what 210, 538.210 does is make exceptions to for what purposes these waters can be diverted. And and so what you're doing is broadening those exceptions to include irrigation, but only taking that water from between the Union Pacific Railroad tracks and the Columbia River.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to interrupt the stream flow that forms the falls in any of these cases. Do you want me to go through and read the stream?
Oh, no. Okay. No, that isn't necessary, because I know what you're talking about, the geography. I'm just trying to figure out what the original law does and what it, and how it's changed by this bill. I mean, the purpose of it. I haven't got that yet. What is it you do or want to do or do not want to do or have done or have happened?
Well, I own some land
that
is north of the Union Pacific Railroad and south of the...
At Shepherdsdale area?
Right.
Okay.
Shepherdsdale dumps down onto my place. And that floodplain out there, that swampy-looking ground, is mine.
Yeah.
And it's not as swampy as it looks, and sometimes it gets pretty dry. And all I'm wanting to do is sprinkle some water on some of those higher grounds in the summertime out of Young Street, which is the stream that feeds Shepherdsdale Waterfall.
Oh.
And it's down at no one would know it. It couldn't be tracked in any way except to make my grass green and enhance the beauty of the gorge.
Fred Neal just handed me some quick language that incorporates Mr. Gibbons' suggestion.
11 and 12 of boldface print would read, nor prevent the appropriation for irrigation purposes only of the waters of any of the streams other than Herman Creek that flow between the Union Pacific Railroad tracks and et cetera. So in line 11, after appropriation, insert for irrigation purposes only. And in line 12, after streams, insert other than Herman Creek.
Would it be appropriate to move the amendments?
I guess it's, yes, Representative Woofer.
So moved.
I'll second the motion.
Moves amendments to House Bill 3243.
Can I have a question?
Second by Representative Johnson. Discussion? Representative Stoner.
But what was the accepting Herman Creek because of a isn't there a little fish hatchery or something there?
Well, yeah, not so little, but they've expanded it recently. Yes, there was two different interest groups that were interested in this. Again, the Fish Commission, which has their fish operation on Herman Creek. The Gorge Commission, which is wanting, of course, to at least retard development of any kind, especially unplanned development. And since this lies within the, at least the metropolitan area of Cascade Locks, if not within the city limits, it could come under the local zoning, and all kinds of things could happen if this were opened up. And so it was the intention, or the at least the interest of the Gorge Commission, to retain this kind of control so that neither industry nor housing developments could occur without some kind of supervision.
Any other questions?
Representative Stevenson, did you have a question? All right.
Representative
Rupert. Well, Danny, do you want me to move your amendment? I thought that after not line 5, delete all the remainder of line 5, and then on line 6, delete everything to two-legal word effect.
Well, let's see now.
Well, it's under the LCDC and the Gorge Commission. Nothing's going to happen anyway.
Okay, thank you very much. Sorry that you had to make the second trip for that.
Make it worthwhile.
Okay. That's what I like, a straightforward man. Any other discussion on the bill? Anybody feel a motion coming on?
No. Does that have a subsequent referral?
No. I would move to the floor and do passes.
Just a moment. I don't believe we acted on the amendment.
Yeah. Yeah, we did, didn't we?
No, we haven't voted.
Motion was made, I don't think
it. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded, duly seconded, that we approve the proposed amendments. I guess we got into discussion on that. I forgot where I was, Representative Starr. Long day. Clerk, call roll.
Representatives Bugas, Brigati, Ryken, Jones,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Starr,
aye.
Stevenson,
aye.
Wolfer,
aye.
Mr. Chairman,
aye. Motion is carried in the order. Representative Wolfer moves the House Bill 3243 be sent to the floor as amended with due pass recommendation.
Second.
Second by Representative Stevenson. Any further discussion? Clerk, call roll.
Representatives Bugas, Brigati, Ryken, Jones,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Starr,
aye.
Stevenson,
aye.
Wolfer,
aye.
Mr. Chairman,
aye. Forrest? Did you have something on your... Are you in opposition to that amendment?
I had some questions.
you've already done it. I may approve it.
Okay.
I will look into it.
Okay. All right, that's what happens when you try to get too expeditious. I still don't have the Thomases here, do I?
Just right.
No, well, that's all right.
Mr. Chairman, might I ask a question?
You may, but never done, John.
I believe Fred Neal, do you have another meeting, Fred? Is it possible to take care of what he's interested in?
2154 ready?
Yeah, it's ready as far as it's ready for
okay,
the presentation.
Okay, Neal,
Mr. Chairman, I have
we're in the work session on 2154A.
I had our very efficient legislative assistant over there to xerox copies of Mr. McGehee's proposed amendments, which I have available here. Then we have the ones that the subcommittee approved, which is Representative Starr, Representative Gillis, and myself. I presented these down in Legislative Council's big spacious office there a short time ago. They were discussed now. I don't know how you want to handle this. There's actually two sets. One, these are Mr. McGehee's amendments here, and the others are on a separate bill.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like the record to show that I did discuss these at some length with Representative Jones, and he told me he discussed them at some length with Representative Gilbert, but we have not had a meeting of the subcommittee, and nobody testified before it. All right. So that's clear. Okay. Very good. And if we have any problems with the subcommittee, we have to move yet. I'm busy here with all this and lost some paperwork.
If you had a copy of that too, then
you said the red and you're in Schultz
and Pollard.
Are you providing us with
staff? Well, that's the first amendment.
That was the first. In our position.
Oh. The
who did the scribbling on the side?
E-T-Y. who doesn't have a McGehee amendment? There's two more.
The McGehee amendment?
No.
He gave a kid a pencil on and a bill, and he really got wild on me.
I got as many copies of this now. I don't know what I'm doing.
By the way, we didn't know when we started.
Everybody's going to wish that we went to ball games, didn't they? We get through with it. We get through with them. Okay, are we sort of organized? Do you want to, Fred, do you want to see if you can help us through this? Maybe we need help.
I'll try. My name is Fred Neal. I'm with the Secretary of Council's office. This afternoon, with Representative Jones, have amended the bill at Aiden Gross House Bill 2154. If you get the right amendments, it's the one with the subsection 5 added. on the first page of the bill.
Mr. Chairman, just for the record, I'd like to interrupt here and add that Mr. Glenn Jude, Mr. Bill Cox, Mr. Tom Dorsett, and myself are in attendance at this particular hearing. And I don't want to say that Representative Jones and Mr. Neal have prepared these amendments totally.
I would like to make it clear that this was not a hearing this afternoon, but a conference.
Some sort of a coalition.
Basically, the amendment that would restore to the fundamentally restore the control of the advisory committee or the overseer of the committee to the state land board rather than as the bill originally intended to the Department of Transportation. I'm not sure that the pencil marks in the bill are all that clear, but trying to do that as well as restore the name to the Natural Area Preserves Advisory Committee rather than the Natural Areas Committee. The next amendment would be in the subsection 3 of section 2 of the bill. A natural area is land and water that has substantial